This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Columbus, Ohio, last night at a music club, five people were killed after a young man with a pistol jumped on stage and started shooting. It was a heavy metal concert. Among the dead is the guitarist Daryl Abbott. He was known as Dimebag. Our colleague Noah Adams spoke with Tamara Keith of member station WOSU.
Ms. Keith, tell us what happened as far as the police know now. First of all, the name of the club and where it was, where it is located.
It was called the Alarosa Villa, and it's in sort of an industrial part of Columbus, Ohio, near a couple of freeways and some train tracks. It's a popular club mostly for metal bands. And as the police understand it now, what happened is they don't know why, but a gunman went up on stage, jumped up from the crowd, and shot at the guitarist, that's Dimebag Daryl Abbott. And when the police officer showed up, and he actually arrived quite quickly, the gunman had a hostage, they believe. The police officer was able to, take out the gunman and save the hostage.
This is quite a dramatic story. Patrol Officer James Negemeyer is in the area, apparently receives a call, and goes in the back of the club without backup, goes in by himself and finds the gunman there with, as you say, with a hostage on stage.
Absolutely, and he wasn't even in his regular patrol area. He just happened to be in the area and got the call, came in. The police officer who spoke to us, the press, said that the officer kept getting calls saying one down, two down. So it was a really tense situation. He went in without backup because he felt that people were in danger, and in fact they were.
So we have the you mentioned Daryl Abbott was killed, and the gunman Nathan, who was identified as Nathan Gale, 25,
yes,
of Marysville, near Columbus there. Who else was killed last night?
There were three other people that were killed, making it a total of five. They have released names, but they don't know if they were members of the band or members of the audience. They believe they are most likely members of the audience. The police have not been able to find any connection yet between Nathan Gale and the band. Some fans have speculated that he might have been upset about the breakup of Pantera, which is the band that Dimebag Abbott had been in before. But the police say they have no idea at all of motive. They say they may never know the motive unless the gunman left a note somewhere.
Pantera, I have read, it was quite a popular band back in the 90s, couple of Grammy nominations.
Right, and the new band, Damage Plan, the fans that I've spoken to were not totally thrilled about Damage Plan. They were more excited to see the members of Pantera. And Pantera is this band that didn't get a whole lot of radio airplay. They were really quite heavy metal, real raging strong guitars, really fast strumming, and you know, not the stuff that is top 40, but very, very popular. And you just in the early 90s in particular, you'd see their T-shirts everywhere. They're a very popular band.
Would there be heavy security at a heavy metal concert like this in Columbus?
Well, there was some security, but they said it wasn't particularly heavy. They haven't had a huge number of problems with this venue in the past. Apparently, there was a shooting some time ago in the parking lot, but this is not a trouble venue. And although metalheads have a reputation, they're not known for breaking out in gunfire on a regular basis.
So much of this remains a mystery at this hour.
It remains a mystery and could forever be a mystery. Fans are really sad. One person said that this guitar player, he's a legend.
Daryl Abbott, you're talking
about. Daryl Abbott, yeah, a legend in the metal arena.
Tamara Keith of member station WOSU talking with us from Columbus, Ohio. Thank you, Ms. Keith.
Thank you.
And thanks to Noah Adams of Day to Day for that interview.